Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hey, your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, is back. Sign up today at thegamenashville.com or the 102.5 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. We are obviously not in Minnesota, so we recruited the help of somebody who is in Minnesota, who saw practice yesterday, who's going to practice today, Gentry Estes of the Tennessee. And Gentry, appreciate your time. Obviously, the story of the day yesterday and really coming into today was that Treylon Burks went down with what looked like a really scary injury, but thank goodness the Titans avoided disaster. Treylon Burks sprained his LCL and should be out a few weeks, is not out for the entirety of the season. So what I want your perspective on is everything else that you saw from practice yesterday. I've heard great things about the defense. I'm starting to drink the Titans defense Kool-Aid. What did you see from the defense yesterday? What stood out?
It's good to be with you guys. The defense did play really well yesterday, and it was something that I think got overshadowed certainly by what happened with Treylon, because once it was a really scary moment with Treylon. I mean, yeah. I think everybody's kind of understood immediately what that could mean for the Titans season, and then to have it, you know, relatively good news by the end of the day was certainly a sigh of relief. But I think what did kind of get overlooked was the fact that defense had a wonderful day. And that's something that I came up here really wanting to see, because we've seen this day after day at practice in Nashville where the defense has just kind of dominated the offense, especially up front, the pass rush, but they've done well in the secondary. It just seems like I can't really think of a day where I walked out of there saying the offense outperformed the defense today. It's been as one-sided as any camp I've been around. So you come up here and you want to see, okay, well, was that the defense or was it the offense? The way to try to see that is to see them go against another team, and a team with Kirk Cousins and Alex Mattison and, you know, Justin Jefferson, and these guys who, you know, are going to be able to test them maybe in ways that the Titans haven't, certainly, you know, in a situation where they know what's coming. Defense played great. Honestly, it looked a lot like the practices had in Nashville to me, where the Vikings offense really struggled to get anything going. They, in the hurry-up two-minute drill there at the end of practice, the Vikings had each of their first two groups on the field for exactly two plays. And on the second play, both were passes that were intercepted by the Titans. Second one forced by the pass rush. Pass rush got after Cousins. The secondary, I thought, covered pretty well. And on those fields, there were a lot of fans at that practice. This is a magnificent facility here, really, and I think that, you know, there were a ton of fans there yesterday. Stayed pretty quiet. Vikings offense didn't give them a lot to cheer for, and to me that was a really encouraging sign on what has been an already really encouraging preseason for the defense.
Gentry Estes is with us. One thing that really resonated with me when we were talking to Jared yesterday, you two on the defensive side of the field, how you said Justin Jefferson didn't really seem like a factor in practice yesterday. When you're talking about one of the best, if not the best, receivers in the league, that means something to me. So we knew that what was in store for this front seven with Jeffrey Simmons and Autry and Harold Landry, but the secondary sounds very encouraging as well, whether it's Sean Murphy Bunting, Roger McCreary, or even the interception from Rashad Weaver yesterday.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that does have to do with the pass rush, and it's and I say that because it is a continuation of what we have seen in Nashville. And look, the Titans' number one offense has really struggled at times with this. Tannehill just hasn't had a lot of time. He's been flushed from the pocket. I mean, you guys have seen it. You know, Burks and Hopkins have made plays, and and Jefferson did too at times yesterday. But it to me looked a lot like what we've seen the defense already be able to do. So to be able to, we'll see what happens today. I think the Vikings will probably make a few adjustments and probably have a little bit more of a point to prove. And it should also be mentioned that we're in 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds or something crazy. It's actually cold out there right now, which, you know, to think that I was going to be at a training camp practice in August and feel that way. If it's as windy today as it was yesterday, and I think it's going to be pretty difficult to throw the ball around. And I think that was a factor yesterday. But the Titans' pass rush was to not only getting after Kirk Cousins, but there were a couple plays where the Vikings tried a run play and lost like 5-6 yards. Like you know, running back takes a step or two and there's somebody all over him right away. It's pretty impressive to see what the Titans were able to do up front.
So let's get to a very important question, Gentry. Gentry Estes from the Tennessee. Did you bring the proper layering going to the land of the lakes, going up to Minnesota?
No, I prepared horribly. I swear. Oh, no. I swear I checked the weather report. It said it was going to be in the 80s today, and then, you know, you go out there right now, and, you know, I'm in a short sleeve shirt, shorts, and just completely not ready for this.
Are you going to go to the pro shop and get a Viking sweatshirt?
The locals, I think, would laugh for me to say I'm cold here right now, probably. So, but they were telling us yesterday how hot it was, so we kind of chuckled at that. So, I mean, there are worse places to be here in August. But I should have been more prepared for the fact that it is actually going to be a chilly practice today.
You should go out and get like a big, loud Golden Gophers gold sweatshirt, like a hoodie, and bring it out there. That would be the way to go. All right, yep. So. Here's another guy. I want to ask you about this. We've focused a lot on Christian Fulton because, you know, he's been there. This is a contract year for him, big season. But Sean Murphy Bunting on the other side, sort of a less heralded free agent, but a guy that looks like he's going to play a big role. So what have you seen from him so far?
You know, actually, talk about Jefferson. He went against him. He was the guy who went against him most. For most of the reps yesterday, it wasn't Fulton; it was Murphy Bunting, and you know that whole secondary. What stood out to me this training camp is how physical they play. I think this is going to be a secondary that forces referees to make a lot of decisions in terms of how physical they're going to let them be. And it strikes me as it's like a basketball team that defends so physically that they're not going to call a foul every single possession. And that has stood out to me in Nashville. It stood out to me again yesterday with just, you know, and there was some contact down the field. They got flagged for it a few times. But, you know, he has been a good addition, I think, to a secondary that has, I do believe, changed their mentality a little bit when it comes to that sort of thing. And I feel like Murphy Bunting has fit right in. You know, there was some question when he came in, you know, what position could he play? There's some versatility there. But he's been at a boundary corner the whole time. I think he clearly is going to be one of their top two guys.
I guess we're all going to assume that we're not going to see Tannehill in the game on Saturday, but they had to get Tannehill a lot of reps in this practice. So what did you see from the other two guys, Willis and Levis?
Did pretty well. I thought Willis had a good day. He considering, you know, I talked about the wind, and that's not an easy thing for a quarterback, and you saw guys struggle with it at times. I thought Willis was pretty accurate. He had a good practice, all things considered, you know, dealing with that. The way the practice was structured, Levis maybe didn't get as many reps as he would. If it was in Nashville, it seemed like there was a lot more focus on the ones and twos, and the threes didn't really get a lot of looks. But, you know, really, things are going on fast on both fields, right? So you're kind of trying to focus on both things at once. And I'm watching the Vikings offense really struggle to do much of anything. And then you look at the other field, and the Titans hitting a couple big plays, including the one that Treylon Burks got hurt. So I feel like the Titans offense did a little more in the conditions than the Vikings were able to do. But again, I really do think the wind's going to be a factor here. And it would not surprise me if a lot of the storylines that you hear coming out of practice is the quarterback struggling, because it would only make sense in the conditions that they might have some trouble throwing and catching.
Speaking of the wind, we know the kicker question is a big question for the team, and that probably wasn't easy to kick yesterday. So what did you see from the two guys?
They did okay, but yeah, you're right. I mean, it was, if the wind was at your back, it was going pretty well. You know, I think Shudak took most of the kicks yesterday. I think it went pretty well. Best that I could tell there was one long one there at the end that didn't have enough on it, but he actually got closer than I thought he would kicking into the wind, to be honest. You know, Ryan Stonehouse was walking off the field afterwards, and I asked him, I said, did you get to take one with the wind at your back? Because they were like thinking about the guy punting at 80 yards in these conditions, and he laughed and said, "No, that he wasn't. He didn't get a chance to do that. So maybe today. But I would imagine. I think Shudak's day was yesterday, so we'll probably see what Trey Wolf can do with this today."
Gentry Estes is with us. Gentry, I am losing sleep over the Titans' offensive line. I am terrified. I am worried. I am concerned. What did you see from them yesterday against the Minnesota pass rush?
You know, I feel like they did pretty well. I mean, I think the. I'm not going to say turning point, because we'll see what happens, but I thought it was really big for that group to get out there in the preseason game against Chicago and do as well as they did for that first possession. Going against some pretty good guys on that Bears defense, too, and You know, I whenever this happens in training camp, there's always going to be one unit or one side of the ball that everyone worries about, but you don't know, are they that good, are they that bad, or is the Titans pass rush and D-line that good? And you never know that until you see them go against other teams, and I guess we still don't know that going into the season, but I think what we've seen here in the last week or so from the preseason, it might be the Titans D-line and the pass rush that really is that good, because I feel like the first-string O-line held up and did pretty well against the Bears for whatever that's worth in a preseason game. I still think if you're asking me what the biggest concern on the team is, I think it's definitely that. Not only is the group they have in experience together and all those kind of things, but that's just not a very deep group either. And they're a couple injuries away from some real trouble there. And goodness knows we've seen this team during the season. They're probably going to have those injuries. So
knock on all the wood.
So that I will say, though, it's a concern for me, too. I totally get all that. But it hasn't been bad here in the last week. And I think the group's starting to gel, which is what you would expect from a group where everybody was playing at another spot or another team last year.
I'll take that. I will take that. Last one for you, Gentry. I want you to put your best teacher hat on and give a grade for each of the three quarterbacks that you saw yesterday and for their day in practice.
The three for the Titans or Cousins?
Three for the Titans. I don't care about Cousins.
Levis gets an incomplete just because I really didn't see him do a whole lot. That there just wasn't a lot of reps. He did. I saw him hit a couple of throws. He did fine. I thought Malik Willis had a pretty good day. I think it's a B plus for him, definitely. And Tannehill wasn't bad. You know, I'd say B minus. All things considered, the Titans got the better of this practice today. Usually, what you see in these 2-day joint practices when that happens. The Vikings are going to come out and do pretty well today. And it wouldn't shock me if a lot of the storylines are Titans are struggling, quarterbacks weren't hitting throws, and just wasn't that good a day. That's usually how these things go, but we'll see. I think that one thing that has stood out to me, and I said before, the consistency that with which the defense has performed this training camp continues to stand out for the Titans. They're as good on that side of the ball right now as I've seen at this point in the year. Again, for whatever that's worth, but I've seen very little that would suggest this defense isn't going to be significantly better this year and something that could really carry this team more than what people are expecting.
I think so, too. I'm excited about it. Gentry, appreciate you for joining us. Enjoy practice today.
You bet. Take care, y'all.
Bundle up over there. Gentry Estes from the Tennessee, and he is the very best. Appreciate him taking his time to join us to break down practice yesterday. So coming up next, we'll break down what Gentry had to say, our reactions, and your reactions as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you have a thought. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.